Visit Lightstream.com for more information.
The Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
They say nothing. They go nowhere.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Time you had a belly full of beer?
It's been a minute. When's the last time you had a belly full of beer?
Years.
That's not true.
That is true.
No chance.
The last time I had more than two beers? Years.
When you won your golf tournament last year?
Oh, yeah, last summer. Yeah, that's right. That's been over a year.
Yeah, has been years.
Well, more than one.
You've transitioned to a spirits guy.
I don't really drink.
Well, no, but when you do.
And as a result, I'm no longer a barrel full of monkeys.
Mm-hmm.
You used to be.
You're in bed by 9:15.
I used to could.
Yep.
Now I'm not. Hey, the American Style Barbershop is back, and now the modern touches of the American Style Barbershop is creating a whole new craze. It's men getting their haircuts at a men's grooming center. Roosters is the one we have here in Greenville, and you're going to love it. It's off of Pelham Road. Go get treated like a man. Straight razor neck shave, straight razor's face shave. You're going to smell good, look good for your lady. Go by and see your good friends over at Roosters. Tell me you heard about it here. You go to work, you take the kids, you go to baseballs and softballs and recitals and dance practices and move back and forth to soccer games and doing all this stuff. And the bottom line is that at some point in time, that you got to take care of yourself. RoostersMGC.com, 884-8920, 884-8920. All right, yesterday, France, Denmark, draw, they both advance. Peru beats Australia, doesn't matter. Argentina beats Nigeria 2-1. Croatia beats Iceland 2-1. Argentina and Croatia advance. Today, 10 o'clock, South Korea, Germany. Germany needs a win. Mexico, Sweden. Later this afternoon, Serbia, Brazil, Switzerland, and Costa Rica. Arkansas beat Oregon State 4-1, game one of the College World Series, National Championship Series. Yankees win, Boston win, Yankees half game up. Atlanta loses, but so does Philadelphia and Washington. And the Braves 3.5 game lead there. I have a comparison, Bentley and Bryant, but I'm all enthralled in this coaching list right now. We're going over Athlon's coaching list. So far, I've told you, of the ones we've named, of the top 28 in the country, I wouldn't hire Malzahn, Whittingham, Fitzgerald, Mullen, and Petrino, even though I think that Whittingham, Fitzgerald, Mullen are good coaches. Petrino's not. I debunked the Petrino myth, right?
Yes.
If you learn one thing from hour number one, is that Bobby Petrino is a fraud.
He's a fraud. Can't win the big games.
In 4 years, one ranked team.
Number two, Florida State.
He's lost like five times where he's double-digit favorites. So we debunked that myth. Now, what do you got for me?
Number 15 on the list. The older gentleman at Kansas State, Bill Snyder. Bill Snyder comes at 15 because he guided the program to 11 consecutive bowl games from 93 to 2003, including two trips to the Fiesta Bowl. Snyder is coming back this season. He's found a way to win consistently in the Big 12, one of the toughest jobs in the Big 12. They are 210, 110, and 1 since he took over as Kansas State's head coach. Before he was there, they had gone to just one bowl game in program history and won 9 games over the previous 6 years before his arrival. Kansas State needs Bill Snyder, and Bill Snyder needs Kansas State.
Obviously, the guy built something from nothing.
Yes.
He gets all kinds of credit there.
Yes.
When he left, it was a disaster. All right? And Ron Prince was...
He retired in 2005.
Right. And they hired Ron Prince, who was not prepared for the job, by the way. That's a bad hire. A guy that was from Virginia, as offensive line coach, then went to Kansas State. Kind of saw that opportunity coming. As a head coach, he went 7-6, 5-7, 5-7. In the league, he was 9-15. That was bad. by everything, all stretches of imagination, you're exactly right. He's done a great job there.
Mm-hmm. But maybe.
Maybe. And look, I'm going to give him credit for rebuilding it because after that awful Ron Prince experiment.
Just turn a light on in there, man.
Okay. 6-6, 7-6.
Just turn the light on. I look over. He's got the flashlight on his phone, reading the magazine in front of him because he won't turn the light on in the studio.
The lights are on, just not all of them.
It's peak Plyler.
I'm trying to save some money over here for the owner.
Yeah, we're worried about it.
All right, so he gets all the credit in the world for building it.
All of it.
When he went away, it got bad.
2005, 2009.
He comes back, and it goes 6-6 and 7-6, and he rebuilds it to 10-3, 11-2. But I'll ask you this, Mr. Ward 24. Has he been able to maintain it? Because since 2012, ready? 8-5, 9-4, 6-7, 9-4, 8-5.
When's the last time they won double-digit games?
12.
2012, okay.
And on top of that, like, there's just so many bad losses in there. North Dakota State beat them. You know, like, last year, Vanderbilt beat them. Texas beat them. There's just some bad little numbers in there. Bad losses. But besides that, he is Kansas State football. I just think it's time. But this time, whenever you do it, make a good hire. It would have been fine if they'd hired anybody but Ron Prince. I mean, if you made a good hire the first time around,
yep,
you'd have been fine.
Is there a coach in waiting up there? Is it his son?
He wants it to be his son. So
no?
No.
Okay.
It's probably his son. But make sure you leave it in better hands this time.
Just not the Prince.
Not Ron Prince was a joke. So, look, I would have hired Bill Snyder years ago, but now at the age of 116, you don't hire Bill Snyder.
You can't do it.
Right.
Is he going to make it through recruiting classes is a serious concern.
Right.
This next coach is 114-53 overall since taking over his alma mater prior to the 2005 season. Number 14, of course, on this list is Mike Gundy from Oklahoma State.
See,
go ahead.
I think Mike Gundy's a really, really, really good football
player. So you think 14 is a little low for Mike Gundy?
No, I think that's about right.
Okay. Gundy.
I would hire Mike Gundy.
You would hire Mike Gundy?
Yes.
The Cowboys have finished in the final Associated Press poll 7 times under his watch, including number 3, 2011. They have 4 10-win seasons over the last 5 years. His all-time victories of 114 are the most by any coach in program history.
You said great right there. In 4 of the last 5 years, and including the last 3 years, he's won 10 games. And, you know, man, that's playing a bunch of ranked teams in there, too. Let me give you, in that 5-year stretch, right?
Mm-hmm.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. He's played 25 games a year. 25 games against ranked teams. So the schedule's tough. And he's been ranked almost every one of those weeks. But he's got ranked wins against West Virginia and Iowa State, who was ranked last year, in Texas, and West Virginia again, you know, he almost beat Florida State, by the way, a couple years ago, opened things up. But he does well against ranked teams. He does well in bowl games. He's won, I think I'm right saying this, he's won 3 of his last 4 bowl games. The guy's a good football coach, and it's at a pretty tough place to play. I mean, Stillwater, sure. Oklahoma's not easy, and he's going up against his in-state rival is one of the top 5 programs in America, and through all of that, he's won 10 games for the past 5 years. You know, Auburn runs into it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
In-state rival's awesome right now. South Carolina's running into it a little bit.
You would take Gundy over his counterpart at Auburn, Gus Malzahn.
Yes. Well, let's just look at the last 5 years. And quite frankly, their schedules are pretty doggone comparable. But the last 5 years, Gus Malzahn has gone 12-2, 8-5, 7-6. And I'm sorry, last 4 years, right? No, last five. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, last 5 years. 12-2, 8-5, 7-6, 8-5, 10-2. Whereas Gundy, 10-3, 7-6, 10-3, 10-3, 10-3. So I think he's done a better job. I think Mike Gundy, he's an offensive genius. Last year's teams averaged 45 points a game. They averaged 569 yards a game. Try that on for size of a store 24. They averaged 569 yards a game. And 45 points. Clemson last year averaged, let's see what I've got right, averaged 430 yards a game and 33 points. Again, different league.
Different style of offense.
Different style of offense. Shouldn't be, but it is. Last year it was. Mike Gundy's a good football coach. And really, truly understands the game. Got to recruit a little better. Got a little better on defense. But he's done a really, really good job. Texas said, what about top 10 wins? Well, last year he didn't play a top 10 team. When they played. No, I'm sorry. Oklahoma was number 8 last year. Remember, that was a 62-52 game. But so they lost a team in the college football playoffs. The year before, Oklahoma was number 7 and didn't win that one. West Virginia was 10. They won that one. So he's 1-2 against top 10 teams. First of all, top 10 teams don't lose. He beat TCU, who was number 5 the year before, and lost to Baylor and Cal. So he's 2-4 against top 10 teams. Lost to Baylor the year before that, and lost to Florida State the year before that. Beat Baylor the year before that, who was number 3 at the time. So he's like 3-7, or 3-6 against top 10 teams. It's pretty good.
A question from Mitchell Construction here on the text line. Is Mike Gundy an offensive genius? Or
yes.
Is he just facing inferior defenses in the conference?
An offensive genius.
There's no truth to the inferior defense thing in the Big 12.
Well, let's look at what he's done against other schools. He played Florida State, who was number 1 in the country in 2014. He scored 31 on them. Out of conference. He beat Mississippi State.
What's his average points per game?
Last year's 45.
So 31 is well below average.
But that was in 2014. Year in 2014, they averaged only 27 points a game, so he had more than his average.
Okay.
That wasn't a very good team in 14. That was a 7-6 team, and he lost by 6 to Florida State. But like in bowl games, he put up 30 against Washington in the Cactus Bowl. In the Sugar Bowl against Ole Miss, he put up 20. That's not great. Against Colorado in the Alamo Bowl, 38. That's not great. Last year, only 21 against Virginia Tech. He had a bunch of injuries last year late. They don't have depth there. But I think Mike Gundy could take over Texas or Southern Cal or Florida or Alabama or Clemson or Ohio State and do very, very, very well.
You talk a lot about coaches being a fit everywhere.
Mm-hmm. He's a great fit at Oklahoma State. He played there.
I don't know if he'd be a great fit at all the schools you just mentioned, though.
Well, if you open your mind up, because I'm going to tell you what, I watch 6 of his press conferences a year.
Mm-hmm.
And after the game, this is what he says. And the media is pretty good with him there.
He's a man. He's 40.
No, the media will say, and by the way, he was right about that.
Sure.
He took it for his players in that one.
Sure. You got to love that if you're a player.
We'll play one of his press conferences maybe later today or something, a little bit of it, because it's really good. They'll say, like in the West Virginia win, they won 50-39 against 22nd-ranked West Virginia. And they'll say, man, I got to tell you, that was nerve-wracking. I couldn't watch at the end. I got a safety. He's a third-team guy because of this, the injuries, and he had a couple of exams this week, and so he missed one of our practices, and he didn't know our goal line coverage, and he blows his coverage. He's very honest, in other words, about this stuff. He's very refreshing.
So you appreciate the honesty and the lack of coach speak.
But he also does this. He'll say, and we tried to run the 337 Vegas route on it. He goes, guys, what that means was they're showing us man on one side, and they rolled their zone to the other side. So he doesn't speak down to you. But he'll talk to it, and he realized that he was talking to his audience, and he'll say, so what we want to do is flood the zone, and we thought the tight end would be open in the flooded zone. And that's why I went with that play.
You're a Gundy guy.
Mike Gundy's really good. I want you to watch some of his press conferences.
Okay.
He's very, very honest.
Mm-hmm.
I like him. Like him.
We're going to move from Mike Gundy.
Right.
If that's okay with you.
Please.
We're going to go down to Coral Gables, actually. Mark Richt in Miami coming in at number 13. The Canes are 19. 15-7 over the last two seasons with Mark Richt at the helm. 12-4 in the ACC. Of course, they won the Coastal last year before getting throttled in the ACC Championship game. Not a big deal. And they were in the mix for a spot in the college football playoff deep into the last season. He was the coach of Georgia, obviously, to this audience. They are well aware of that. 145-51 at Georgia from 2001 to 15. Georgia let him walk, and he's had success so far in his time at the U.
You get a mixed bag with Mark Richt. There's okay. a lot of good in there.
Well, give me the good first.
The good is he's a good man. He is a good recruiter. He's a good offensive mind. He's not a great evaluator, but he's a good offensive mind. He's a very experienced guy. He's a guy who's won a national championship as a coordinator. He's paid his, you know, his dues. And he's been in big games and finished in the top 10 a bunch. Finished top 10 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Eight times in his career. You know, he's won Sugar Bowls, plural. He's played in Orange Bowls. I mean, he's a very experienced guy. Very calm guy. You know, he's got all that. On the other side of it, you like to see a little more fire. You like to see a little more ultimate success, a few more championships. But for what Miami, remember what Miami has been. For Miami, home run knockout. I wouldn't hire Mark Richt. I think he's a great guy. I think he's a really good football coach. And for Miami, a great coach and a great fit because he played there. But it's a mixed bag with Mark Richt. It's a, you know how you do fertilizer and it's like 5, 15, 10 or something?
Yeah.
The good, the bad, and the ugly on this thing, or the good, the bad, and the, you know, it's like yeah, a, for him, it's like a 10, 5, 5 thing or something, you know. More good than bad. But with some of the good, you got to take some of the bad with Mark Richt.
Mark Richt, number 13.
Yeah.
Number 12 on this list is Chip Kelly, the UCLA coach. First year UCLA coach. Yeah. Chip Kelly obviously had all kinds of success at Oregon from 2009 to 2012, 46-7 there. Won at least 12 games in each of his last three seasons. He had a stint in the NFL with the Eagles and with the Niners. That didn't go as well as planned, so he's back to the college ranks after his show cause has expired. Chip Kelly, UCLA, number 12.
Look, the college record's phenomenal. He's 46-7. He's 10-3, 12-1, 12-2, 12-1. Won a Rose Bowl, won a Fiesta Bowl. It was great. He finished third, fourth, and second. The worst he's ever finished in college is 11th, right?
Yep.
Great deal there. A, he was a cheater. B, it didn't work in the NFL, and I don't mind that. But there was some racist stuff that happened up there, some accusations there. I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know. The NCAA stuff is out there, you know, what, how much he knew and what he knew, all that kind of stuff. You know, mixed bag there. I'll tell you this. He won't win at UCLA this year. Schedule's too difficult.
Not this year. What do we say? His number one ranked schedule in terms of toughness?
On the other side of it, Taj Boyd, who was committed to him before he left. Remember, he's committed to Auburn.
I recall.
Or committed to Oregon. Or close to committed to him. Taj thinks the world of him, thinks he's an offensive genius, and rightfully so. They'll score a bunch of points this year. The schedule's too tough for him. Wait and see. I think a good hire. I wouldn't hire him because of the NCAA stuff.
Wouldn't do it.
No, but I think for UCLA right now, that's a good hire.
Sleeping giant out there, UCLA. One more before we get into the top 10. David Shaw at Stanford comes in at number 11.
Top of the line.
Shaw, 73-22 over the last 7 years and guided the program to three Pac-12 titles. The Cardinals have not won fewer than 8 games under his watch and have 3 trips to the Rose Bowl. They are 49-14 in Pac-12 action since the start of his tenure after taking over for Jim Harbaugh in 2011.
David Shaw, top of the line, prepared. Guy's done his whole career, gotten ready for this. Done a great job. He is an absolute phenomenal football coach. He has an identity. They're going to be tough. They're going to be physical. They're going to run the ball at you. Big offensive line. He's and the place is pretty difficult to win. David Shaw has done an unbelievable job and for sure one of the top 10 coaches in America.
You are what you surround yourself with, and he surrounds himself with people like Dabo Sweeney, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah. David Shaw's top of the line.
Mm-hmm.
Tip We're top, up against top it here. Shelf. We got to take a break?
We do.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. Love to have you. More of this list when we come back after this.
Have you been in the market for a new mattress but have been waiting for the right time to buy? Well, stop waiting, because at Seneca Mattress Outlet, now is that time. Mattresses start as low as $196 with a free box spring, or treat yourself and upgrade to an adjustable base. For a limited time only, with your purchase of any mattress, adjustable bases are 50% off of our already low prices. Now is the time, so don't miss out. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
You've dreamed of designing your one-of-a-kind pool. Now you can at Aqua Pool Care in Anderson. Right before your eyes, beautiful cascading waterfalls, elegant spillover spas, and unique water fountains come to life with their 3D virtual computer system. And when it's complete, let Aqua Pool Care maintain your pool so you can enjoy your masterpiece. Unlimited pool possibilities with Aqua Pool Care. Call them at 508-1885 or online at aquapoolcarellc.com and make your dreams come true.
Celebrate the 4th of July with Gold's Gym. Now through this Saturday, pay only $4 for your first month. That's right, only $4 for a fitness experience that's more than just a membership. Declare your dedication to fitness and start your journey to a healthier, stronger you today. Experience change with Gold's Gym. With select new memberships at participating locations only. Visit goldsgym.com/July4 to join today.
Save big right now at Anderson Ford on Clemson Boulevard. Like a 2018 Explorer, payments as low as $349 a month or just $11 a day and zero down. Or 0% financing for 60 months plus $2,500 rebate. A new Ford Explorer, Anderson Ford, 3900 Clemson Boulevard, online at AndersonFordSC.com.
See dealer for complete details.
The road goes into Central and the party never ends. June 30th for the Central Music Fest. Noon till 4, enjoy 25 craft beers and 3-ounce pours with music from Rob Seal, Barack Tulvinci, and Six Chickens and a Beer. Mixed Tavern Clemson provides the beer and there'll be food from Dakota's Courtyard Grill. Saturday, June 30th, the Central Music Fest at the Issaquena Roller Mills, 300 Madden Bridge Road in Central. For info, go to eventbrite.com, keyword Central Music Festival.
The biggest and best fireworks for July 4th are at locally owned and operated Big Zack's Fireworks. Big Zack's offers a huge variety to meet your fireworks needs. They have a huge selection to choose from, such as artillery shells, Roman candles, 500-gram cakes, large rockets, and assorted firework packages starting at $19.99. Big Zack's Fireworks has been around since 1993 and has two locations in Anderson, open year-round, right off I-85 on Exit 27 or off Exit 19B on Clemson Boulevard. Happy 4th from Big Zack's Fireworks.
Would you pay $18 for a loaf of bread? Crazy, right? But many people are paying much more than they should with their high-interest credit card debt, more than 17% APR. Now there's a way to lower that rate and save money with LightStream. With LightStream, you can consolidate your credit card debt into one low-interest loan and pay as little as 5.89% APR with AutoPay. Plus, right now, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to lightstream.com/radio. You could save hundreds to thousands of dollars in interest. And with LightStream's Rate Beat program, you'll get the most competitive rate because LightStream will beat any lender's qualifying rate. With LightStream's Rate Beat program, there's no reason to shop around. You know you're getting the most competitive rate and your very best savings. Apply today at lightstream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/radio. lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for more information.
The Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
I'm not going to lie. I'm impressed.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Tons of numbers.
Do they matter?
Yes, they matter. They matter at University of College. UniversityCollege.com, 784-3400 matters. That number is 784-3400. How about we're going to waive a little security deposit? How about we're going to give you a 10-month lease rather than 12-month lease because I know you don't go to summer school anymore? How about we give you a bed, a TV in every living room, a ceiling fan in every room? How about we talk about the idea of all the safety features in there as well, the numerous safety features, all those numbers matter. University colleges, Ingalls Crossing, students, no matter where you're going to school next year, if you're looking for a place to live in the fall, they still got one or two available. They'd love to help you out. UniversityCollege.com, 784-3400. 784-3400. We're talking about Athlon's list of top coaches. We're finally getting some good ones in here. You'd agree on David Shaw, a solid guy, rules guy, high character guy. He's got an identity. Look, you know, some if you looked at college football the last 10 or 12 years ago, boy, Stanford's a power. Stanford, you can win at Stanford. Well, that wasn't always the case. Stanford used to just stink.
Really?
Stanford was terrible at football. But he's turned into a winner. Let me tell you what Stanford used to be. Let me see. Now, there was a time in there. Jim Plunkett had some good years.
I used to could.
Used to could. What do you think about David Shaw?
I mean, everything that you said reflects his character for a reason, right? I mean, those things are out there about him because they're ultimately true. We in Clemson, as we had mentioned, having an exposure to him because of his friendship with the head coach here. Yeah. And having him come out and spend time here in Clemson, South Carolina. He's been nothing but class so far in his time at Stanford, taking over for a guy who had success before him and Jim Harbaugh. You can't say – I don't know of a bad thing to say about David Shaw.
Let me give you this. How far do you want to go back?
Let's go back to 1967.
Okay.
Good year, right?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it's a good year.
68. Let's go 68.
My lifetime.
Yeah.
In my lifetime.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you Stanford's records, okay? Quickly, I'm going to fly through these. 68. 6-3-1, 7-2. 9-3 Rose Bowl win, 9-3 Rose Bowl win. And that was good.
Boy.
All right. They go, Jack Christian takes over. They go 6-5, 7-4, 5-4-2, 6-4-1, 6-5. Bill Walsh takes over. How about that, Bill Walsh? He did a couple of stints there. Bill Walsh, 9-3 and 8-4. That was good. Rod Dalhauer takes over, 5-5-1. Paul Wiggins takes over, 6-5, 4-7, 5-6, 1-10. John Elway's dad, Jack, takes over, 5-6, 4-7, 8-4, 5-6, 3-6-2. These aren't David Shaw numbers. You getting this? Denny Green took over, 3-8, 5-6, 8-4. Bill Walsh takes back over, 10-3, 4-7, 3-7-1. Tyrone Willingham takes over. 7-4-1, 7-5, 5-6, 3-8, 8-4, 5-6, 9-3. These aren't David Shaw numbers. Buddy Tevens takes over, 2-9, 4-7, 4-7. Walt Harris takes over, 5-6, 1-11. Harbaugh takes over, 4-8, 5-7, 8-5, then 12-1. David Shaw, 11-2, 12-2, 11-3, 8-5, 12-2, 10-3, 9-5. 73-22. He's the all-time, let me see if I'm saying this. 73 wins. Is he the all-time winningest coach in Stanford football history? Pop Warner was 71-17-8 there. So, yes, David Shaw is the all-time winningest coach in Stanford football history. They weren't great before, is part of the point there. Anyway.
Number 10 on this list. The top 10. Finally in the top 10.
David Shaw should be top 10.
David Shaw is not top 10. He's number 11 on this list. Mm. But the number 10 man on this list is our friend Kirby Smart down at Georgia. Kirby Smart has made a huge jump to success. He goes 8-5 his first year at Georgia, 4-4 in SEC play. And then, of course, they play for the national championship last season and fall just short against Alabama. Kirby Smart is recruiting all over the place down there at Georgia. Number 7 class in 2016 and the number 3 last year. On pace for another great class in 2018, Kirby Smart, number 10.
Don't be shocked by this. I told you before, Kirby Smart's not a great football coach. He's not any kind of genius X and O wise. He walked into a really good situation. The state of Georgia is loaded.
Mm-hmm.
And Georgia's recruiting machine right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing, you know, they're doing what has to be done. Living in the darker shades of the gray. But Kirby Smart, they were tired of losing. They decided they're going to win, and they're winning. And they're recruiting like crazy. He walked into a gold mine in the state of Georgia. People say, well, Mark Richt couldn't win. Mark Richt never walked into Georgia with all the 5 stars. And remember, we talked about like 43 4 stars in Georgia last year, year before that and all. So it's unprecedented times there. So he's going to win and win big. I don't think he's a great football coach. I think most of it's timing. I got to tell you, David Shaw and Mike Gundy and Scott Frost and Justin Fuente and Lincoln Riley and Tom Herman would do as good.
They would.
Right.
Okay. Number 9 on this list is one I think you're going to disagree with, so just go ahead and prepare yourself for that. He is the coach at Big Blue. Jim Harbaugh from Michigan comes in at number 9. Harbaugh went 10-3 in his debut in 2015, up from 5-7, for Brady Hoke in his last year. 10-3 again in 2016 before falling to 8-5 in a rebuilding year. It's no surprise that they were 5-4 in league play in 2017. It's been a tough go of it since last season, but Shea Patterson comes to town. They have a little bit more continuity in terms of starters coming back. Look for Michigan to contend for a division title this year, according to Athlon Sports.
He beat Wisconsin in his second year.
He did. Has never beaten Ohio State.
No, he's 0-3 for Ohio State. And really, two of the three haven't been close.
What was he against them as a player?
That's interesting. I don't know.
I'm going to try to look that up.
Can you find that out for us? Can you still listen with one ear on this, though?
Yes.
Ohio State, in the big house, Ohio State's beat them 42-13 and 31-20. And, you know, losses last year to Michigan State and Penn State and Wisconsin, Ohio State and South Carolina, that's not good. Lost to Iowa, Ohio State, and Florida State, that's not good. Lost to Ohio State, Michigan State, Utah. Remember he lost to Utah in his first game? That's not good. They ought to be better than they are. We'll see. But the issue here is all the other stuff. Is he worth all the other stuff? All the off-the-field stuff? All the weird, crazy, zany things that the guy does? I don't know. We'll see. Is it too early to tell? I don't know. He's had, in 3 of his 7 years, he's had 10-win seasons. We'll see. I don't know. You like the guy?
I don't like it. He's a weird guy. But I think he can have success up there, and I think he will have success up there. He's going to just need a little bit of time, and it will come eventually for Michigan. I think Michigan being good is good for college football, and it will be a lot of fun if they're an upper echelon team again.
I mean, let's face it.
He was also 1-1 against Ohio State as a player in starts.
Let's face it. It's just in 3 years or so far.
I'm sorry, 2-1.
3 years so far. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. They play about 3 ranked teams a year. He's played 9 ranked teams in 3 years. So, and this year, Notre Dame, Wisconsin, Penn State, Ohio State. That's it. You got to beat those teams.
Got to beat those teams. We'll see what happens this year. Yeah. Number 8 is James Franklin at Penn State. He started 14-12 in his tenure in Happy Valley, coming over from Vanderbilt, of course. James Franklin, the Philly guy, as you like to refer to him. That being said, they've turned things around in Happy Valley. The Nittany Lions are 22-5 over the last two seasons. 22-5 for Penn State. Have earned back-to-back trips to New Year's Six Bowls. They claimed the Big Ten title in 2016 and have lost only 3 contests in league play over the last 2 years. James Franklin at Penn State in our number 8 slot.
He wins. I don't like the guy at all. I really don't like the guy. He's not a good guy. He's not a good guy to be around. He wins. Do we just sweep under the rug the Vanderbilt sexual assault stuff? Does that just go away? Like, he doesn't get any kind of blame at all for that and how it just went away? I don't know. But the guy, look, man, the guy wins. And if he's on your side, you put up with it. I wouldn't hire James Franklin or Jim Harbaugh.
I wouldn't either. Number 7 on this list is 145 since taking over in 2007. Has just 2 losing records in that span. They have claimed 3 Big Ten titles since 2010 and earned a trip to the College Football Playoff 2015. This, of course, is Mark D'Antonio from Michigan State.
He's done a good job. He's got a tough deal there because he's in the same division as Penn State, Ohio State, and Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
He's done very, very well against those schools, by the way. He has beaten – he's 2-1 against Harbaugh. He's 1-2 against Penn State, I think I'm right, in the last 3 years against Penn State. Look at the guy. He's done a good job. Solid job. Got the college football playoffs once. He's a good, solid football coach. I wouldn't hire him, but he's a very good, solid football coach. No doubt about it.
Number 6 on the list is Jimbo Fisher at Texas A&M. Fisher left Tallahassee for a 10-year, $75 million deal to go to College Station. The Aggies want to be serious in the SEC West and the SEC overall. Unbelievable facilities, fertile recruiting out there, and all the money that oil can buy and get you. They're serious to win out there. And Jimbo Fisher is their guy. After going 19-8 over his first two seasons at Florida State, he went a perfect 14-0 in 2013 to claim the national title. Some things, injuries and personal things off the field happened to derail his time there. But now it's a new Jimbo Fisher, 10-year, $75 million richer Jimbo Fisher out at Texas A&M in College Station, Texas.
I think Jimbo Fisher is a good play caller. I think he's a good offensive mind. I didn't think he's
a
great
head coach.
He
demands a lot of his quarterbacks.
Yeah. I think he has a feel for the game and calling plays. And he won a national championship. But here's one thing to look at. In the non-Jameis Winston years, what has he done? You know,
that's very true.
Non-Jameis Winston years, he wins about 10. In the Jameis Winston years, they were 27-1. In the non-Jameis Winston years, he's going to 2 Orange Bowls. And that's not bad. He's good. He's a really good, solid football coach. And
what is Dabo's record without Deshaun Watson?
Well, let's look it up.
Actually, better question. What did they go with Watson while he was here?
Well, in the games that he played or didn't play. I mean, because, you know, that first year, we know this. We know that in the 2 years with him as the starter, the 2 full years with him as a starter, Clemson was 28-2.
Okay. So there's your comparison.
Right.
Clemson has won 10 games, at least 10 games, for how many years now?
Seven straight years.
Could you say the same thing about Dabo that you just said about Fisher?
No, because Dabo won 10 games in every year since then. He won it with Taj Boyd. He won a little bit with Cole Stout, and he didn't do it with Kelly Bryant.
I understand that, but you just made the comment. Without Jameis Winston, he'll won about 10, which he's done. And with Winston, they have unbelievable success. 27-28-1, you said. Let me see. And you just told me 27 and
that was one about 11 a year without him. Without
at least 10 wins is the benchmark.
At least 10. But now here's the thing.
There's similarities there.
But here's the thing that gets you that Jimbo went 9-4 one year, went 5-6 one year.
Sure. Dabo has not done that.
No, not since the first couple of years. And I'll say this too. Florida State's easier job than Clemson. Florida State should be better than Clemson in football.
I think he had a tougher job starting out, coming after Bobby Bowden.
No.
You don't replace the guy. You know that.
Yeah, but Bowden had gone down, so they were ready for him to go. If Bowden went out on top, you're exactly right.
Mm-hmm. You want to take a break or you want to do number five real quick?
Who is number five?
We'll do number five.
No, who is it? I'll tell you if I want to take a break or not.
It's Gary Patterson, TCU.
We'll take a break.
Okay.
All right, we'll take a short break. We'll come back. Hey, my friends at Trail want to build your next not home, not water treatment, not dam. If you need a water treatment or a dam or a single family home, they won't do that. Now, multifamily homes, they do that. They do banks. They do churches. They do schools. They do adaptive reuse stuff, turning old mills into brand new office buildings. They do your office buildings for you. They do municipality buildings. They build libraries and city halls.
I need a single family home.
Right. No.
In a dam.
And your own house? You got to call somebody.
They won't do it.
No, they can't do it.
But they'll do everything else.
Everything else they'll do.
Fantastic.
And they're going to do it with what they call the single source delivery, the same company that designs it, builds it. And that means several things. That means, one, you're going to get faster results because you're not going back and forth and you're not having your architect have to go back and redraw it and you come back in and have to redo your plans or whatever. Two is the communication part of it. And three is it's going to be done on budget and on time. And really, they do things differently. They design from the finished product backwards because they know what your budget's going to be. And I love that idea from them. But more than that, it's the people. You're going to notice it. I hear it all the time. It's just different. It's our great friends at Trail, TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006. Top five college football coaches according to Athlon's right after this.
You know what you could use right now? Flavor. And the best place to find a flavorful breakfast biscuit served all day, every day? Bojangles. Head to Bojangles and get 2 sausage biscuits for just $2.50. Bojangles. It's bow time.
Hi, I'm Dabo Swinney. One of the things that makes me proudest about being the head coach at Clemson is participating in the most exciting 25 seconds of college football, running down the hill after rubbing Howard's Rock. The roar from the crowd is deafening. Even though Howard's Rock is one of Clemson's most prized possessions, Most of the time, it sits all alone. That's why we depend on Priority One Security's video surveillance to keep Howard's Rock safe and secure.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a seven-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
Buying a new or pre-owned vehicle can be overwhelming. Thankfully, Hendrick Honda easily offers a world-class experience in a fair, fast, easy, and transparent environment. As the only Hendrick dealer in the upstate, we take pride in being connected to the local community in which we live and do business. Hendrick Honda easily is there to help you find the newer pre-owned vehicle just right for you. Online at HendrickHondaSC.com or at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley. Again, that's Hendrick Honda Easley.
Local Q will make your next event one to remember. Let us bring the Q to you, offering full-service catering functions or drop-off self-service events. We'll bring our famous barbecue to you and help you kick off the fun with cornhole, giant Jenga, or some classic board games. When you want to make it a party, Local Q is what you do. Learn more now online at localq.com. Beer, barbecue, and board games. It all comes together with Local Q.
Nothing is more frustrating than having a garage door with a mind of its own. Doesn't always go up, won't come down, stops in the middle, and you have to limbo in or out. Not fun. Wayne's Overhead Garage Door is here to rescue you. Wayne's has been handling overhead garage door problems since 1975. More than 40 years of sales and service. That shows you they know what they're doing and they put the customer first. Dependable, on time, and professional. Call Wayne's Overhead Door at 226-9096.
Your home is your largest investment. Its value is enhanced by the way it looks on the outside, as well as what's on the inside. That goes for your yard as well. An investment in Husqvarna equipment from Easley Lawn and Garden is an investment in your home. From robotic mowers to tractors and zero turns, as well as trimmers, blowers, chainsaws, and hedge trimmers, Husqvarna and Easley Lawn and Garden are trusted experts. Husqvarna offers many options for you as a homeowner or as a commercial landscape professional. Find Husqvarna equipment locally at Easley Lawn and Garden. They have the knowledge, the expertise, the parts, and repairs you can depend on. Husqvarna has been around for many years, just like Easley Lawn and Garden. Invest in them like you would your home. Your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated. 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. Online, easleylawn.com.
No one in South Carolina has more live and local sports than WCCP. No one. We are 105.5 The Roar.
My friends at Reed's Jewelers want to meet you, greet you, wine you, dine you. No, they really want to take care of you. And they want to know you, know your family. They want to know your wife and your kids and what you like, what you don't like, and what kind of watches you're into. They just want to start a conversation with you and you go back to them. You know what's crazy? Like the last time I was in there, Wally and Odom and I were talking. And people come in and they go, "Hey, Wally." He goes, "Hey, George, how you doing? How'd your wife like the bracelet?" "Oh, she loved it. Thanks, Wally." And the next guy comes through. Hunter Renfro's little brother's over there, by the way, getting his wife's ring clean or something. Next guy comes through, all sitting there and talking. And you know we're talking about football. Next guy comes through. "Hey, George. Hey, Wally. How you doing? Good to see you, man. Everything well?" "Yeah. Happy anniversary for next week." "Yeah, all right." Like, you know, they know everybody over there. So it's like when Norm came into Cheers. It's just one of the personal touches that they have. Reed's Jewelers wants to be there for you, whether it's the ring, the earrings, the bracelet for her, the Swiss watch for you, the man, or anything you need there at Reed's. Let them help you. Right next to Haywood Mall, right beside Belt, right in Haywood Mall, right beside Belt, right in the middle of it all, Reed's.com. Check them out online. REEDS.com. Largest family-owned jeweler in North America. You're going to love Reed's Jewelers. We're talking about the top five college football coaches so far. We're going to get through this list. We'll get some phone calls. At number five, you mentioned Gary Patterson.
Gary Patterson from TCU comes in at number five. He is 160 and 57 in his time there at Texas Christian University. Has just three losing seasons in 17 years. 17 years. He is the second longest tenured coach in the nation right now. I don't know if you knew that. And Gary Patterson finished number two nationally in 2010. Just missed college football playoff in 14. And has had all kinds of success there. Gary Patterson, TCU at number five.
He's done a really, really good job at a very difficult place to play. You know, that place only has 10,000 students. And it's a 45,000-seat stadium. And it's in an area where, let's face it, you got to compete against the Cowboys. You got to compete against the University of Texas, against Texas A&M. Maybe a little Oklahoma coming down there. You got SMU right there in your backyard. You got everybody right there, right? And so there's a lot going on. Now, there's a lot of players there. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But without a whole lot of history and tradition, at least recent success till he got there, it's tough. It's very difficult. And he averages about 10 wins a year over the last 10 years. And he's had some unbelievable seasons. The going to the Big 12 mm-hmm. was a little bit difficult at first, but they made the transition, and they're right there in the middle of it now. He's done a great job. You know, one thing they do that nobody else does, they run their secondary, their coverage schemes are totally independent of their fronts. And no one else does that. The blitzes and stuff like that. They run, I think I'm right with saying they run totally independent of each other.
I did not know that.
I did not know that either. I think it's totally because you got to have linebackers in charge of it. But they don't just run, you know, the things you see with the front or the blitz or whatever. They don't run anything behind. They run different. That's what I was told one time. Anyway, the surprising part is he's a defensive guy, but they've averaged 46, 42, 31, and 33 games. Not like they just pack it on in. Now, again, it's in a tough league offensively or defensively because of all these great offenses. So he's made that transition there. That being said, he still has some of those head-scratching years in there. In three of the last 6 years, he's gone 7-6, 4-8, 6-7. So three head-scratchers where you go, what? Like, let me ask you this. You think Urban Meyer would over a 6 year period would have a 7-6, 4-8, and 6-7?
I do not think that.
Look, man, you get some injuries in there. Jimbo Fisher just found it out. But you could do that. But you think Jimbo Fisher would have had two more of those over the next 5 years or whatever?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, it just doesn't happen that way.
Yeah.
So some head scratchers in there. On top of that, I wouldn't hire him. A, he's not leaving. And B, kind of a weird guy.
He is strange a weird guy.
But hey, he's a really, really good football coach.
Are you okay with his spot on this list? Number five.
He's a top 10 coach.
Not number five.
Nah, you know, top 10.
Okay. Number four.
And let me say this, too.
Oh, whoops,
I doubt that a lot of these guys could win at TCU. He's won at TCU.
He's had a lot of success at TCU.
Could he go from the media scrutiny of a top program? I don't know. He's a weird guy. But a couple other, well, another guy out here is going to be pretty weird.
I'm assuming he will be. This team, 22-5 over the last two seasons, including a 12-win season in 2016, finished 10-3 last year, which gave them back-to-back seasons of double-digit wins for the first time since 1990-1991. This gentleman is 37-17 since taking over the reins in Seattle and has lost only three Pac-12 games over the last 2 years. That gentleman, of course, is one Mr. Chris Peterson.
Offensive genius, really, really, really good football coach, a guy that, you know, all of his offenses have done good stuff.
Going all the way back to Boise.
Yes.
92-12 at Boise.
Yeah. Yeah. He's 129-29. I mean, he's good now. You know what's weird about this? He's been there. Let me see what he was. 2, 4, 6, 8. In 12 years, 9 of his 12 years, he's won at least 10 games. Really, really, really good football coach. Strange as the day is long.
Of course. But you talk about Fitz.
Yep.
Fitz.
Yeah.
Fitz Pacific Northwest. Fitz Washington.
Yeah. Yeah. They're weird people there. Let's admit it. They're weirdos. But it fits in there. I would hire him, but man, he's a good football coach.
Number three on this list. Our very own William Christopher Sweeney at Clemson here, of course. William Christopher is 101-30 since taking over in Death Valley. multiple trips to the national championship game, and of course the national championship itself in 2016. The Tigers have claimed three straight ACC titles and have not lost or have not won fewer than 10 games in each of the last 6 years. Clemson's Dabo Swinney at number three on this list.
Can't disagree with anything they said there. Might even put him at two. Only difference is Urban Meyer's done it at more places.
Mm-hmm.
But Urban Meyer's got three national championships, but you know he's been doing it longer. But two at Florida, one at Ohio State. You know what? You guys done an unbelievable job. Nothing you could say. Nobody would discount that.
Absolutely not. Number two on this list is some of you just mentioned. Urban Meyer. Over the last 16 years, Meyer has assembled an overall record of 177-31. Has claimed three national championships. One of them at Ohio State, the other two at Florida, of course. The first championship was with Cardale Jones, the third string quarterback. He's done it with all kinds of players, all kinds of teams and talents. In addition to success at Ohio State, he was 65-15 at Florida from 2015 to 2010, winning the 06 and 08 national titles. He also was successful at Bowling Green, 17-6 there, and 22-2 at Utah in his 2 year stint there. The guy's a winner. He's been everywhere. He's won everywhere he's gone. He's on this list and high on this list for a reason. Urban Meyer, Ohio State.
Right. Can't say anything negative about the guy. He's done an unbelievable job and has got that burning desire. Recruits like crazy. Yeah, absolutely. 100%. 100%. Mm-hmm.
And then last but certainly not least, Nick Saban at Alabama. Easy pick for number one. Five national titles in 9 seasons at Alabama. He's been dominant in his profession. He has lost only 12 games over the last 9 years, has not won fewer than 10 games over the last 9 years. Remarkably, Alabama has only one season of more than 2 losses, which is 2010, since 2008. They are a dynasty in every sense of the word. You cannot argue anybody else to be at number one on this list.
Totally
Nick Saban, Alabama, number one.
Totally agree with that. Let me give you a couple of names of guys that I would consider that weren't on that list.
Okay.
Matt Campbell at Iowa State is a really good football coach. And I think that he's one to keep an eye on in the future. Luke Fickell hadn't done it enough yet at Cincinnati. Watch out for him, though. He's a good football coach. He'll do some really good things.
Matt Campbell was number 32 on this list.
All right. What's Luke Fickell? He's not on. He hadn't done
Luke
anything.
Luke Fickell
yet.
Was number 116 on this list.
Yeah, see, but watch out, though. He hadn't, you know, anyway, just now starting out.
Who else you got?
Jeff Brohm at Purdue is one to really keep an eye on.
Number 33 on this list.
Right. And really keep an eye on him. And I told you, Dino Babers is going to get a better gig eventually. So I really, really like Dino Babers. PJ Flex, one to kind of look out for.
Dino Babers, 56 on this list.
Yeah.
PJ Flex?
Yeah, Flex, one to kind of watch out for. Don't know yet if it's just smoke and mirrors yet. Too early to tell.
PJ Flex is number 47.
Yeah.
And then, of course, our in-state rival, if you will.
Will Muschamp.
Got a guess?
38th.
50th.
Really? In summary, here, so I would put Brohm close to that top 10. And again, I think Malzahn and Whittingham and Fitzgerald, I think the world of those, I think Fitzgerald especially and Whittingham. Snyder, Kelly, Harbaugh, Franklin, those are good football coaches. But the 10 that I would hire, if I was an athletic director, that I would hire. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Herman, Riley, Fuente, Frost, Gundy, Shaw, Kirby Smart, you know, to avoid some bad emails. Dabo, Urban, and Saban. Those are the 10 that I'd say, you know, if I'm an AD, I'm putting it together on there. That's it. That's where to go. The text wants to know about Paul Johnson, Mark Richt. Mark Richt's on that list. He is
13.
And Paul Johnson is?
Paul Johnson is number 39 on this list.
Yeah. It'd be hard to hire Paul Johnson.
It would be extremely difficult.
Yeah. But who knows?
Willie Taggart at 36 on this list?
Yeah, too early to tell. I need the sample size is too small so far. I need a little bigger sample size and before I'm really going on a limb there. Look, other people have a small sample size. I mean, Tom Herman didn't have a big sample size yet. Mm-hmm. Lincoln Riley didn't have a big sample size yet. Jeff Brohm, Matt Campbell, Luke Fickell, those guys, not yet. but they've done some things and shown some things that you kind of go on a limb a little bit there. Taggart, just a little bit too early, man. Let's wait and see. He could be. He's got the makings of it. He could be. Take a what about Gary Patterson? Well, we just talked about him for 15 minutes. Beginning this segment. Sorry, just joined us.
Number five on that list there, Texer.
But not number five on my list. Really, really good football coach. Just not number five on my list. Hey, quickly, let me tell you about Engineer Sleep and what they're doing. They've got a really cool thing going on now, Engineer Sleep. And I just got an email the other day and really explaining what they're doing and how they're doing it. At Engineer Sleep, they've got this July 4th mattress giveaway. The sale starts Friday, July the 4th, and starts this Friday and ends on runs to July 4th. And you're going to absolutely love this great sale. You can begin entering the contest on Friday at noon. I want you to go to their Facebook page and Instagram page to do this. It's Engineered Sleep. They're going to give away a free mattress of your choice. Go by Facebook and Instagram on their sites to do that between now and or between Friday and July 4th. You're going to absolutely love it. I love it. You're going to love it. Engineered.